Going on, man. It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering where you doing this at. Y'all get a close up look. This is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can do all this content. So we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best business podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Hey, live on a Friday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back. Hey, man, welcome to another Less Brunches, More Crunches episode. And listen, man, I'm excited to be here on another Friday and understand that I'm fit, so I'm blessed. We got another podcast, so I'm blessed. We still cooking Big Macs, so I'm blessed. My clients getting transformation, so I'm blessed. And the list goes on, man. So listen, man, First thing I need the newcomers to do, if it is your first time watching, I need you to go ahead and hit the like button. You probably wondering why you need to hit the like button for a corny ninja with a tank top on and sunglasses and some big red headphones on a Friday. Why do I need to hit the like button for him? I'm about to tell you right now. Because this is the best fitness podcast out. The illest fitness podcast out. The coolest, the coldest, the dopest, the most entertaining fitness podcast out. And listen, man, I need the returners to hit the like button. And I absolutely need the playback gang to hit the like button. And listen, man, y'all, we ain't even going to get fancy tonight. Y'all know what it is. Big backs need to get out the comments. If you're not trying to get better or you're not trying to improve, you're not trying to get in shape, you're not trying to drop body fat, not trying to lose weight, not trying to build muscle, get out my comments. You cool with where you at. You cool with bagging BBWs. Get out my comments. You cool with the fat ninjas. Get out my comments. Because you're not changing my opinion. Ozempic warriors, get out my comments. BBL warriors, get out my comments. BBW simps, get out my comments. And the list goes on. You're not stopping this movement. And I'm not trying to reach the masses. I'm trying to reach the people that want the help. And it's that simple. And with all that being said, let's get in these comments and let's get this episode started. If you built like a burnt Pillsbury Doughboy, Doughgirl, don't watch the podcast. All right. Michelin Man Built can watch the podcast. It just, they need to be on the right mindset. That's all it is. You said that last time. Wicked Scorpion repeating jokes?
Nope.
Uh-oh. Live time. What up, Michael Hawkins? Friday. What up, Steph? Happy Friday. Oh, it is Friday. I forgot it is Friday.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, y'all.
Happy Friday.
What up, SAG? I asked you about how to get my pop to change his diet. I bet him 100. He couldn't go a week without eating snacks, and he did it. It's a start. Let's see if he goes back to the BS or not. Okay, shout out to Pops. I heard from Wicked Scorpion that Steph like men with moves and beer belly while wearing the tank top girdle. Explain yourself. Y'all are wild. Big Spider in the building. If you cracking your female clients when their dudes are paying for their sessions, don't watch the podcast. This guy here, whose man's is this? If your second chin goes past your first chin, don't watch the podcast. And listen, man, yo, y'all are crazy. Anyway, with all that being said, let's get this episode started. Make sure y'all hit the like button. All right. What we got? All right. You know, they have plus size models now. Plus size models are accepted.
Nope.
And we're going to see what happens when you continue to accept plus size models. Let's check it out. And hey, make sure y'all hit the like button too. Okay. Yeah. Oh,
brother, this guy stinks.
Hey, the music going crazy. Shout out to my Latinas. Listen, I hope she didn't get hurt. I hope nothing serious happened. But this is what happens when you continue to encourage plus size models. You encourage them to do the same thing that, you know, smaller, slimmer, fitter girls do.
Nope.
And this girl is, she has a lot of weight on her joints, a lot of visceral fat, which is a hazard, right? She probably sprained both ankles.
Nope.
And you know that's a lot of weight falling down off of that stage.
Boy, ain't no weight, boy.
But plus size girls can do the same thing that fit girls do. And they can't control it because the diets don't work for them the same.
The diet don't work for you the same.
You see, this is dangerous. This is dangerous. It makes absolutely no sense. And we live in this take me as I am society. Take me as I am. I should be able to do what they do. I can do the same thing they do. No, you can't.
Nope.
You done lost your damn mind.
Nope.
That's not how life works. A lot of these women as models put the work in to get there. You didn't put the work in.
Nope.
You put the work in on some cheeseburgers.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
You put the work in on Wendy's.
It's Wendy's.
Burger King.
It's Burger King.
And the barbecue.
It's barbecue in there.
Oh, and Popeyes too. Let me throw that in there.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeyes.
Now, I say this. If you want to have a plus size model convention, do your thing. We really don't care.
We do not care.
But y'all better wear some flat shoes.
We do not care.
Because if you fall like that big back fail,
we do not care.
We're going to make fun of you. Now listen, go ahead and get you a gym membership. Go ahead and get you the Nutri-Meal plans. We got the meal plans in the description. 50% off. Get her on the 50% off plan. And make it a habit. Because the big back habits got both of your ankles sprained. And you're eating too much ice cream. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. Hey, you know I gotta go, boss. Oh, this is not rehearsed. This is all off the top. Let's get in these comments, man. Oh, let's look at her one more time. Hey. 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 Yeah, she's cooked. Get her big back ass off the screen. Let's get in these comments, man. Hit the like button. I'm killing y'all today. Kirsten, welcome back to the show. Yeah, the weight took over. Did y'all hear this when she walked? Or was it just me? Oh, hold on. Y'all ain't hear it? Okay, hold on. I thought I heard it. So let's see if we heard it. We got to do it again. Hold up. Hold on. Oh, no, that's not what I heard. I thought I heard this. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Oh, man. Oh, brother. Oh, they're going to say I'm fat shaming. No, it is what it is. My bad. I thought I heard it. So maybe if I'm tripping, let me know. Don't you dare try to sue. She knows she going to try to sue.
How dare you?
15 gone to Tokyo. Oh, damn. She needs some milk. She done had too much milk. That's the problem. If you like a baked sweet potatoes wearing a Under Armour compression tee, don't watch the podcast. That's crazy. Her leg went out.
My leg went out.
Poor thing. Oh, brother. Yeah, she's definitely. Yeah, her legs like, nah, I'm good. Hey, listen, we got to stop the plus size model talk. And it is what it is. You know I'm telling the truth. And you know I got to go. And you know I'm killing y'all. And you know you better hit the like button. Let's keep this episode going. Yeah, we just getting started. Them hills said, I'm tired. I was tired, boss. They definitely did. We have a no diddy alert.
No diddy, you know?
We got sugar beans. I didn't even know. And listen, I'm a ninja, all right? Let's get the, I'm a ninja. I'm a private school ninja.
Nope.
All right. My mother did not raise me on no sugar beans.
Nope.
I didn't even know you put sugar in beans.
Nope.
What state or what city are you from putting sugar in beans?
Nope.
You let me know. So let's check it out. These are the same black people that say diets don't work for black people.
The diet don't work for you the same.
White people is the reason they fat.
I'm going to prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat today.
But they putting sugar in beans. Let's check it out.
They ain't baked beans unless you got sugar. If not, you don't put sugar in baked beans. Where you hear that from? Who told you that? Baked beans are sweet.
Hold on. Hold on. What is going on? Black people, what the hell is going on in the black community?
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Let's keep it going. My bad.
Okay. I'm not going to put no more. I feel that was enough sugar.
Yeah, there's definitely enough sugar. You're definitely trying to catch a heart attack.
What?
I promise you, I didn't even know this was a thing.
Let me see what this gonna taste like.
What? Can somebody tell me the pronouns?
No diddy, you know.
Right. Pause.
All right. Well, let me put a little. Little seasoning. I'm gonna put a little Tony.
Hold on. The sugar wasn't enough. Now you got to put seasoning.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
We gotta take an honest assessment of what we're putting in our food. This right here, and this is my thing with black people, man. We're so cultured to have bad habits.
Nope.
We're so cultured to eat trash.
Nope.
And not blame it for our weight, for our bellies.
Belly, belly.
And we're so conditioned to blame genetics, pregnancy, being a woman. He's not an athlete anymore.
Belly, belly.
Whatever the fuck we black people blame. But it's getting ridiculous, man. And this is Miss Netta. You know, I can't even remember what Miss Netta got famous for, but, you know, Miss Netta got some influence. Miss Netta or Mr. Netta, I'm not sure the pronouns.
No diddy, you know.
If I'm right or wrong, y'all let me know.
No diddy, you know.
But this person has a lot of influence. For whatever reason, the black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
For whatever reason, the black community loves to mimic the people who have the influence. No matter how dumb this shit is, no matter how unhealthy this shit is.
What?
They're going to mimic this. They're going to follow this. But it is just crazy to me how in the black community, you know, some of these habits and some of these things are normalized. You know, I didn't pull the comments up, but there's definitely people in the comments. You know, you got to put the sugar in beans.
Nope.
Oh, I put more sugar than that in the beans.
Nope.
It need a little more sugar.
Nope.
And you sitting here wondering why we got the biggest backs in America.
Big back activity.
It's getting crazy. So I don't know. And y'all find out Mr. Netta's pronouns for me, and I'm killing y'all on this episode.
Dumb the Monko.
Hey.
No diddy, you know.
Was Miss Netta with Diddy in them?
No diddy, you know.
You, I think so. Let me know. I don't know. I feel like they were. Anyway, let's get in the comments. Make sure you hit the like button. What in the type 2 diabetes? Why you adding more sugar? It probably already has high fructose corn syrup. What the fuck? Yep. Pounds of sugar is insane. A little sprinkle cool though. Oh, so oh, you know you be doing pounds of sugar, Lily.
Strike three, you're out.
You're out of here. That's Ninja's way of trying to say they do a little bit of they do a little bit of sugar. Yeah, you know, you gotta do a sprinkle.
Strike three, you're out.
Yeah. You pouring the whole bag in that motherfucker. You ain't slick. he's one of those rubber band stretchers or Diddy affiliates. You're out of here too.
Strike three, you're out.
What is a rubber band stretcher? What do adult what's with the type 2 diabetes? Is that concoction? I don't know. The fuck? There's a whole lot of sugar in that kitchen and a whole lot of sugar in that tank too.
No Diddy, you know.
Ninja's doing dumb shit on social media is why I suffer from black fatigue. Yeah, I suffer from black fatigue.
You know,
too.
Black people.
No.
I'm over black people, man. Pronouns are Diddy, Meek Mill, depending on the position.
No Diddy, you know.
Wait a minute. Who are you?
Hold up.
Strike three, you're out.
You ain't gonna do my guy Meek Mill like that, man. Come on, bro. Might as well pour out the whole bag. Definitely. Goddamn grandpa, what the fuck are you doing? Grandpa is crazy. I never put sugar in my beans in my life. Goddamn, that'll give me a wicked headache. Yeah, man. Matter of fact, yeah, I'm gonna call my mom, ask if she put sugar in the beans, because she ain't teach me that. Y'all let me know if y'all want me to call my mom and see what she say. She gonna say something crazy. Miss Netta looked like Ving Rhames when he was in that movie Holiday Heart. Just came back from shopping, by the way. What's the new format? I have hardcore black fatigue. I can't just hang out with any black person anymore as I despise all these ninjas for real. Absolutely. Hey, I'm killing y'all today, man. Let's keep it going. Yes, sir. Trying to see, man. I'm trying to get these comments to pop back on the screen, but this joint don't be working all the time. But anyway, we'll try to figure it out. Hey, let's keep it going. What we got next, man? The truth about fat girls. Let me refresh my memory real quick. What's this? Oh, yeah. Okay, so listen, this is what it is here. So we have, in the black community in particular, we have all of this encouraging women to be fat. Thick, curvy. The new word is shapely.
Nope.
You know, as a shapely woman.
Nope.
We're going to talk about that shit soon because I'm tired of seeing this fucking word. Now, ladies, I tell you how to drop weight. I tell you to prioritize your health, prioritize your fitness, right? Excuse me. We're going to see the reality of ninjas. Yes, I said ninjas.
Ninjas.
Pulling up on big joints.
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
This right here is going to show women what dudes really think about big girls. And listen,
nope.
I'm just here to be. I'm like your little cousin, big bruh, coach, whatever you want to call me. I'm here to tell the truth. Let's see the reality about fat girls. Oh shit, my bad. Wrong video. See, that's what I get for labeling all my videos BBW something. That's my fault. I get a buzzer. Here go the real video. So this guy here is getting this fat girl's phone number.
Yeah, you got it.
Look at him.
Yeah, yeah.
Pay attention to guys in the background.
Watch how hard he be styling, y'all. Watch how hard he be styling.
Look at that. Look at that.
Ooh. Ooh.
Hey.
Ooh.
Hey. Ooh. Hey. So let me tell you the significance of this. So these guys are acting like this because the friend, the male friend, clearly doesn't, you know, he doesn't get a lot of girls, so they happy for him. So they send a guy who doesn't get a lot of girls to the fat chick. They celebrating because he's getting the fat chick.
Nope.
They celebrating because they're sending him to a quote unquote lower tiered woman.
Nope.
Less attractive woman.
Nope.
You know, might even have a little bit less respect for her. They sending the homie who don't get no girls over there.
Nope.
And I be trying to tell women this. And they don't want to fucking listen.
Nope.
It's a fucking joke. You have fit girls. You got the baddies telling you to stay fat. So you don't enter their lane and enter their competition.
Nope.
Because these, the ninjas like this guy, nothing wrong with that guy. He could be a good dude. But they got to get some girls too.
Nope.
So the homie sent him to the fat girl. They didn't send him to the baddest chick.
Nope.
They didn't send him to the fittest chick.
Nope.
I always come on this show with receipts.
Nope.
Because this right here is crazy.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
There's no way that the ninjas in the background acting the fool view her and the fittest girl in the club on the same level.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Ain't no way. I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go. We're going to look at it one more time. Let's check it out.
You got it. Watch this. Watch how hard he be styling, y'all. Watch how hard he be styling.
No, he happy now, man. Hey, look. I'm just here to tell the truth, man. That's it. I got love for everybody, but ladies, I'm not going to come up here and lie to y'all. These ninjas look at you as a piece of meat, something to smash on, something easier to smash on, someone who's not going to hold them to a higher standard. Not saying that this is true, not saying that that's the case. I'm just telling you how men look at it. It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. Think about the guy that you would go out on a date with that you don't like, but you know you're going to get a free meal. You know you finna eat good. You know he finna cash at you. He going to buy you a gift. That's how dudes look at big girls.
Nope.
Are there a few who don't? Of course. But the overwhelming majority, that's how they look at it. And you know I'm killing y'all today, man.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Just being honest with y'all. It's all love, ladies. Unk liked that video a little too much. Hey, yo. That big-ass woman on the cafeteria table walking like a yo, go ahead. Why are they acting like it's such a big deal to talk to a woman or get a woman's number? Because they're incels. I don't think it's the fact that he's getting a number. He probably doesn't get a lot of women, like I said, so they send him to the big girl because it's probably easier. She probably has lower standards. If there's a drive-by, who's going to outrun who? It's unclear. I mean, they match, though. Exactly. Proving my point. Regardless, you know that big girl was reeking from doing all that walking. That's crazy, bro. To be fair, Unc, he does have a beer belly and move, so it's a match. He probably might get that compression shirt for something better. Hey, yo. But that's proving my point, too. That dude just got his eagle on, too, just for getting a number, which doesn't really mean anything. Hell, personally, I don't even like getting women's numbers. I like to give them my number. Her sneaks leaning like a kickstand.
Nope.
Fat-ass feet, but the shoes ain't fat.
Nope.
So the shoes is leaning.
Nope.
Clown shit. He's happy, but I bet money she don't feel good that he's her best option at the moment. Of course. They're not your friends. Definitely not. Buddy just trying to crack. He not trying to marry no buffaloes.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
I wouldn't give her my number even if it's school project. Her hips built like, hey, yo, go ahead. Hey, I'm killing y'all. Let's keep this episode going. Oh, yeah. All right. We got to address this. Guys, why is it that every time guys get muscles, you have dudes with no muscles.
Nope.
In the background hating.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
And they say some shit like this to fit guys. I know most a lot of fit guys have experienced this shit. Let's check it out. Let's see. My bad. Here it is.
Y'all be going to the goddamn gym all week just to get knocked out in the club on Saturday. Ain't nobody scared of you with them dumbass muscles, nigga.
Oh, God. Ninjas.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Well, y'all be going to the goddamn gym all week just to get knocked out in the club on Saturday. Ain't nobody scared of you with them dumbass muscles, nigga.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Listen, guys, don't let guys like this discourage you from getting in the gym and getting some muscles. All right, these guys be tired walking up a flight of steps. These guys be tired and can't pick their girl up. Don't let some shit like this discourage you. Now, y'all dumbass ninjas that think like this. Guys are in the gym training to look better, to feel better, and to be better. We're not in there training to fight. We're not in there training to box. Okay? And 9 times out of 10, after 2 punches, your fat ass gonna be tired. I'm betting on the guy who's in shape. But this is the shit you have to deal with in real life. I can't tell you the amount of times dudes have told me, oh, you ain't got no hands, though. The muscles can't stop a bullet, though. Just idiotic comments. Because at the end of the day, they hating, and they don't have what it takes to get they fat ass in shape.
Y'all be going to the goddamn gym all week just to get knocked out in the club on Saturday. Ain't nobody scared of you with them dumbass muscles, nigga.
I mean, it's cooked. It's cooked. And the black community is so accustomed to not be in shape, that being in shape, you a weirdo for that.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
They act like something is wrong with you, like you lacking. You trying to compromise for something because you want to get in shape.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
It's getting crazy out here. And these ninjas be built like whole aunties.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
But the black community let that shit slide. The dude with the muscles, it's a problem with him. It's toxic masculinity because the dude got some muscles.
Shut up, bitch.
But ninjas could walk around like grandma. Hold up. Grandma. Big sis. Moms. Auntie. Mother-in-law. Great-grandmother. And it's susceptible in the black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Make that shit make sense, bro. It's never going to make sense to me. I'm never going to advocate for ninjas being grown-ass men being out of shape. Can't do fucking 20 push-ups.
Nope.
Grown-ass men talking shit and can't do one pull-up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Can't squat their body weight.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
But it's something wrong with me. You want to fight. You know why he want to fight? Because his out of shape girl looking at you like the fit guy. That's why he want to fight. That's exactly why he wants to fight. Now go to his girl and ask his girl what body type she prefer. His girl probably got a personal trainer. And he feels some type of way because the trainer got his girl wrapped around his finger. She getting meal preps. She buying new gym clothes. She got a new routine. She getting up at 5 a.m. So he mad at ninjas with muscles. I done seen it all. Y'all ninjas ain't fooling nobody, and I'm killing y'all on this episode.
Dom the Monko.
Hey, yo, y'all funny as shit. Where we at in the comments, man? Some immature dudes who are college age do give unattractive and big women their numbers, only not to respond when that chick sends me a text, and they do this for fun, too. He probably smells a cup of what? Live on a Friday, officially an unk turned 35 today. I'm big back in the smoking hookah today, back on the grind tomorrow. Hey, happy birthday, Joe Thomas. He probably will lose a fight to a fit dude. I think so. What that gator mouth ninja talking about? Shut your bitch ass up, ninjas.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Shut up, bitch.
Niggas feel threatened by muscular dudes, so they say stuff like this to overcompensate.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
If you're a snaggletooth who smokes, has no muscle tone, and yellow teeth, hating on fit men, don't watch the podcast. Why he's saying this? Where's the proof that this happens? He making up scenarios to make himself feel better. Definitely. Thomas is unk status now. He is. His teeth lost a fight with a dentist appointment. Big unk in the building. Dudes really try so hard to justify the reason they're eating Twinkies all the time. In the black community, if a man is in the gym, he a weirdo. And if a woman is in the gym, she a little girl or a kid. Yep, and they calling you a pedo.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Hate it. Hate that for the community. Our people be living upside down thinking it's normal. That ninja titty bigger than an IG model. That's the get money belly though too. He looks like he can't get in the club hating from the outside head ass. This energy you get when all the attention from baddies come your way. Hey yo. If you're built like Aunt Bertha with childbearing hips, hating on black men who work out at the gym, don't watch the podcast. No Diddy, his fat ass probably caked up more than a BBL. Whoa.
First of all, Paul.
Yo, that's passive. That's passive.
Break three, you're up.
Yeah, brother, that's crazy. Brown Baldy, you know you're my guy, but you out here calling ninjas caked up like a BBL. That's crazy. Pisha Rogers. Well, welcome to the show. I don't know how to say your name.
Welcome to the show.
But it is facts, and that we always speak as facts here. Two things can be true. A swole dude cracked his girl, and bammers with muscles do be getting knocked out on Saturdays. Now, the strong dudes do be getting knocked out. I say that. Do a body weight squat, fat ninja. He can't. Women be telling me unfit ninjas two pump chumps. Oh, brother. Oh, yeah, well, that's crazy. Yeah, you almost unk status too, bro. He didn't look like he could rumble anyway. He walking around with a gun talking all that confidence. Hey, yo, chill. What's good, fam? T-Shep 803, what's going on, brother? Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
A fit bama knocking his baby mama cheeks out live on a Friday. Hey.
Happy Friday.
He mad because he orders Nutri-Meals and a pair of Less Brunches More Crunches leggings. Hey, yo, y'all crazy. Let's keep this episode going, man. Hit the like button, man. All right, man. We got big girls, BBWs. They mad that they can't find fat girl clothes.
Nope.
So let's check it out, man. And make sure y'all hit the like button.
You are someone who finds at the end of every season your clothes from last year don't fit, and this grieves you. I want you to listen to this.
Okay, if you find that your clothes don't fit from the season before, why does that grieve you? You know you was big back in calorie stacking and not calorie tracking.
Big back activity.
What if we lived in a world where finding clothes that fit your larger body didn't come at an inconvenience, a cost?
Well, if it comes at an inconvenience, that should tell you something right there.
Or judgment. Did you know in the United States, 68% of women wear over a size 16, 18?
Why
so if
that?
More than half the demographic is plus size, why isn't it mainstream?
That's a problem. If most women are unhealthy, yes, that means unhealthy, size 16 and up, that's a problem. We shouldn't be catering to that. We should be trying to reverse the problem.
This is the problem when fat phobia sells.
That's not fat phobic.
Every day, we are being sold on the idea that if we could just shrink our bodies, then you'd be able to find clothes that fit.
Losing weight and dropping body fat is not shrinking your body.
Your body. If you could just shrink your body, you would be healthy. You wouldn't feel pain. everyone would accept you. You'd be desirable. But until then, you deserve to suffer inaccessibility, not finding clothes that fit you, and the judgment that you experience from the world. I don't know about you, but none of that aligns with my values. It's not the way I want to live my life, nor the way that I feel about anybody else in the world.
Yeah, we're cooked.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
We're cooked. These are the people that's telling you not to lose weight. These are the people telling you that you're bad for working out.
Nope.
You're a bad person.
Nope.
Make this shit make sense. It's fucking crazy out here. We're trying to normalize a size 16 on women.
Nope.
No, this is not women hate. No, this is not body shaming.
Nope.
Size 16? Come on, y'all. What? You know she ain't never had a gym membership.
Nope.
She probably ain't never stepped foot in the gym.
Nope.
But she want to sit here and blame the world for not selling a fucking size 16.
Nope.
And I think her stats was capped.
Nope.
Stop the cap.
She said, what'd she say, 60% of women are over a size 16?
Stop the cap.
Well, if that was the case, most stores would sell quote-unquote plus sizes. They would sell 2X, 3X. They would sell way more of those if that was the case. Right? I don't think 60% of women are obese. Now, 60% of black women are obese.
I'm not going to say that's what a different race, story for a what different people.
Don't cancel me. But most stores, let's think of the popular stores. We got Zara's, the H&M, the Lululemon's, what was the Forever 21, Macy's. Most of those are what? Size 2 to size 10, mostly. Am I lying, ladies? Am I lying, ladies? Let me know. But size 16 and up, and you're complaining about it, and you're complaining about being bigger than last year and not fitting the clothes that you fit last year?
Nope.
Yeah, this shit is cooked. This shit is cooked. Don't listen to big backs like that. There's more video, actually. Let's check out some more.
And so if it's not okay for other people, then it's no longer okay for me. I know I used to get caught up in the idea of, but it's just wasteful to have to buy new clothes every season.
That's your fault, Biggie.
Especially if my body's getting bigger. And the question I ask myself and my clients is, if your body was shrinking, would you have that same hesitation? Would you see buying clothes as a waste or a celebration of the body that you're in?
This is crazy, bro.
We get to grieve that we live in a world.
Don't you grieve when you lose a family member or something? Why are you using the word grieve in this fucking situation?
Will not celebrate our bodies and, in fact, won't even treat us like humans.
We shouldn't celebrate that shit.
To be angry that it is harder to find plus size clothes. We get to be angry at the inequity and anti-
Inequity. Well, it is inequity because you ain't got the equal amount of calories. The girl that's a size 6 or a size 8, you eating way more calories than her. Yeah, so there ain't no equity.
Fatness that is rampant and mainstream in our culture.
It's never going to be mainstream.
But it is an act of rebellion and true self-radical acceptance when we can change the narrative in our own heads to reflect our values. Even.
All right, that's enough for her. That video is too fucking long. But this delusion, people are only going to get fatter. You're only going to be convinced more and more to not be in shape. This shit is fucking crazy. We're not going for it. All right? We're going to keep the narrative going. I mean, we're going to stop the narrative, keep our narrative going. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. Hit the like button. I'm killing y'all. Where we at in these comments, man? Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button. This episode's fire. I don't know. I feel like it's fire. Y'all let me know if y'all think it's fire or if it's trash. She almost tripped and fell down and caused an earthquake. She said that with ice cream in her hand. I ain't even peeped that. Get a needle and pop. And Uncle Tom, Is your sensitive nose being violated? Hey, yo, y'all are wild, bro. Am I the only one who notices that big backs mainly whisper in their videos, saving their breath? Yeah. What's up with this whispering shit? What is that? Is that supposed to be sexy? Big back sexy?
Big back activity.
Big back bringing sexy back?
Big back activity.
She too big and needs to drop that weight ASAP. She definitely needs to drop that weight.
Boy, ain't no weight, boy.
Hey, Marty, why the Noon Crew and Less Bunches, More Crunches shirts bullying members and walk in front of their camera? They try to make skits. Bruh, shut the fuck up, bruh. You just hyped the whole situation, bruh. That's not what happened. He did not have a Less Bunches shirt on. How stupid is she? It means you getting bigger, bit. Not the world getting smaller. What the fuck? Exactly. Like the world is unfair or something. Bro, normal women wear a size 2 to 8. 16 is water buffalo status. Absolutely. That's why we are the most out of shape country. We are for sure. I lost 25 pounds and started cutting my weight since mid-February. I can go back to wearing large. Good shit, my guy. She smells musty fat. It's crazy. Clients, the fuck? I don't know what type of client she has, bro. Why don't more who work out use a heart rate monitor to measure their fitness programs versus just weight loss? That's a great question. For whatever reason, people have this obsession with just weight loss, even if it's unhealthy weight loss, even if they lose fucking 10 pounds of muscle, even if they lose all of their curves, they just want to lose weight fast as fuck. That's it. Crazy thing about it, people like this know for sure they don't feel good or confident. Like, you can hear it in her voice. She winded. Yeah. How you tired whispering?
Nope.
Yeah, yeah. I couldn't fit my shit last year. Now my back big as fuck. I got a big ass fupa.
Bitch, that become my fupa big.
Yeah, I know I just ordered some cheeseburgers, but my shit.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
About to pass out. Where do people get money to buy foods and clothing? At 5'2". I was pushing a size 16. Hold up.
Damn.
But by cutting most junk food, bread, pasta, and smaller portions, I am nearing a size 10. And we love to hear that. Shout out to Chan Chan. Fashion designers make clothes for in-shape people and book in-shape models for a reason. Fat people make the clothes look whack. And they're nervous about showing off their figure, quote unquote. So they usually get bigger clothes and it just doesn't look stylish. Some fat people put that shit on though. I ain't gonna hold you. Remember we had the video of the fat dyke the other day?
Nope.
Some fat people put that shit on. Now the shoes might be leaning, but they got that shit on. Soft ass shoe, but they got that shit on. Big back whispering in the mic like a crybaby ASMR. That shit weird as hell. Here we go with the comparing fat shaming to racism talk again. Shut the fuck up. Yeah, that shit is crazy. And black people be going for that shit too. Black people let that shit slide. We're not getting political today. Black people let a lot of shit slide that they compare to fucking racism. I think it's fucking crazy. She talking like she's her own inner thoughts, whispering chunk funk ass. That's crazy, Mike. Ghetto fat black women are always loud, but fat white women always gotta whisper.
Strike three, you're out.
That's crazy. The big backs either whisper, snort when they talk, or breathe hard in between sentences. Their cardio system's all fucked up. She sound like a juiced up tomato. Nikki Harris, what up? I'm back. I flew home to Ohio to attend my dad's funeral. I just flew back into Utah a few hours today. I'm watching for the last I needed. Thanks. Well, Nikki, we keep you and your family in our prayers, and we definitely got the last for you today. Let's say a prayer for Nikki. Let me stop playing. Appreciate you joining the show, Nikki. If she works out, I cannot tell. She don't work out. She only work out barbecue.
It's barbecue in there.
Chan Chan had the black men on her / him. Hey, yo, you're wild, bro. Everybody want to be victims so bad for attention, sympathy, and excuses for their failures. She still has more privileges than 90% of the people in this chat. Oh, uh-oh. Uh-oh. Hey, listen, I'm killing y'all today.
Dom DeMarco. Marco.
Condolences, nigga, here is definitely. Hey, I have a question. Are all bodies beach bodies? Yes or no? Y'all let me know. Are all bodies beach bodies? Because that's what they saying. They saying all bodies are bikini bodies. Any type of body can get in a bikini. And you're fat shaming if you don't think so. So let's check it out. 1 second.
Some exciting news, divas. Parade is launching Swim, which is perfect because summer is right around the corner. And I'm here to tell you and show you that all bodies are bikini bodies.
All bodies are bikini bodies. What does that mean?
In a world that says plus size babes should hide our bodies, I say embrace the fupanza and turn heads in some iconic swimsuits. Loving our bodies is in this summer, and ignoring the haters is out.
Oh, God.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Listen, she said all haters. Who the fuck is hating on that belly?
Belly deli?
And that's the problem with this society, man. You tell people to get healthier, and they tell you that you're hating as if you wish you were that size.
Belly deli?
As if I go to the gym, I get my meal preps, I'm drinking my water, I'm drinking my sparkling water, and you tell me I'm hating as if I wanted to look like that.
Nope.
I promise you I don't care.
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
Let me tell you something.
We don't care.
I don't even think it's delusion at this point. These people can't be that stupid. They know exactly what they're doing, and it's cope at the end of the day. They know they don't want to be that big. They know they don't feel good that big, right? They know they want to get smaller, but they don't want to put the work in. Now, a lot of people, like the girl in the video we just watched, they make a living off of social media. They make a living off of AdSense revenue. They make a living off the engagement. So they literally have to stay fat or they're going to lose their following and they're going to lose that money. But deep down, she don't want to be that big. This shit is crazy.
Some exciting news, divas. Parade is launching Swim, which is perfect because summer is right around the corner. And I'm here to tell you and show you that all bodies are bikini bodies.
That's not a bikini body. That's not a bikini body.
In a world that says play.
She might be in bikini bottom with SpongeBob because she built like Mr. Krabs. But that's not a bikini body.
A size babe should hide our bodies. I say embrace the fupanza and turn heads in some iconic swimsuits. Loving our bodies is in this summer, and ignoring the haters is out.
Yeah, it's cooked out here, man. Let's get in these comments. I mean, I'm over it. I'm sick of it. A bench caramel whale is crazy. He was laughing at the church music. Land whales aren't beach bodies. Hell no. She built like a Teletubby. Girl, if you don't.
Boy, if you don't.
All bodies are bikini bodies. See, Marty, you heard her. All bodies are bikini bodies. Head ass. I can get a bikini. How much you think she weigh? Let's see. Oops. Let's see. How much y'all think she weigh? I'm going to say 270. I got 270. If your stomach touch your knees without bending over, you're cooked.
Belly?
All the way cooked. She's talking about hating on her body, but bikini is holding her fupa up like a water balloon.
Bitch, that because my fupa big.
She not using coupons. She bought that bikini with fupa coupons, a.k.a. fupons, bars.
Marco.
Stop it. Get some help. These are people I cannot stand. Stop pushing this fat acceptance crap on people. It's pathetic. Beach ball body head ass. Isn't that person a lady boy? I'm not sure. Somebody do that research for me. I'm not sure. Weight should be easier for them to lose compared to biological women. Yeah, I'm not sure though. I don't know if that, but there are some quote unquote trans women that are biological men that are plus size influencers as well. We're not a fan of that. But I don't want to get too far into that. I ain't trying to get canceled today. These people can't be that stupid. Careful, brother. They're going to think that's a TikTok challenge. Makes her look like she got it on backwards. Facts. Her bikini bottom is the size of a bed sheet. They wouldn't say the same about man beer belly and moob while they wear a compression shirt. Of course not. Yeah, she called a fupa the fuponza. She sure did. She looking like the final big back beach boss after you beat the land whales. I thank you for this platform because I'd be mad at work not being able to say shit about these crybaby fat fucks. Yeah, man. You know, a lot of people tell me they agree with what I'm saying, but they just, it might be like their wife, they can't say shit, their job, whatever, the family, they can't say shit. 290, 306, somewhere around that. Spider-Mo just shot his shot. I agree. He did. Lady boy, I didn't know that BBW was a man. I don't think she is. I don't think she is. I don't think so.
Stop the cap.
Yeah, y'all are wilding today, bruh. Yeah, y'all are wild. Shooting like KD in the DMs anyway. Hey, let's keep this thing going, man.
Dom the Monko, Monko.
We got a couple educational videos, man, and we're going to get out of here. This guy here, this online coach here, is going to talk about the importance of retiring with muscle. Don't retire without muscle. Let's check it out.
Who does not have muscle while they get older is in danger. You are setting yourself up for failure. You're not going to be able to walk around. You're going to develop health issues. Your body's going to break down and deteriorate. Retired as an individual without muscle and an unhealthy body means you sit in an old folks' home and people forget about you.
Listen, man, muscle is going to carry you a long way. Muscle is going to keep you functional. It's going to keep you mobile. And it's going to help you keep fat off of your body. So if your goal is to stay young as you age, your best bet is to get in the habit of lifting weights.
Retired where you have muscle and you have a healthy body means you can do whatever you want. You get to hang out with your grandkids. You can go golfing. You can travel. You can do whatever you want because you have the power to do whatever you want. And
nobody aspires to say, oh, yeah, when I get old, I want to be in a nursing home. There might be some idiots that say that, but come on, let's be real. We want to be active, especially if you got grandkids. Come on, man, let's keep it 100.
An older person with muscle and a healthy body is a free person. An older person without muscle and an unhealthy body is somebody that's locked in jail in their mind and their body for the remainder of their life. And the reality is very simple. Training, nutrition, and sleep will prevent that.
Shout out to this brother here.
Anybody who does not have
And what people don't realize is, you know, when you get older and you develop these problems, the problems decline rapidly, right? They decline faster. So if you have a bad knee, if you have a bad hip, you step off a curb and fall down, you're done. Right? You're gonna break a hip. You're more likely to break a bone, get a serious injury. And when that happens to old people, guess what happens? Faster track to the grave. Faster track to their death. So muscle is everything. Of course, we all have a date. We're not going to be here forever. But why not live your life to the fullest while you are here? All facts, man. Where we at? She has no fupa. It's all stomach. Y'all crazy. Muscular atrophy is real. It definitely is real. I always tell y'all, you go to the store. Look at the old people in the store. Look how they walking. They limping. They struggling. Don't take that shit for granted. I remember an interview they did, plus their voice sounds off. Well, all right, Chan, if you can, send me that interview because I'm slowly expanding my content. I'm getting, you know, into more topics, talking about more things. And this could be something I could talk about. Lady boys / trans men being plus size influencers. I could talk about it a little bit more. So send me that. I'm just going to save it. I'm not ready to do it yet. The upper room is calling them. Big facts, Mike. Two people got pneumonia. One person is healthy and has muscle, the other is morbidly obese. Who you think is more likely going to survive without the least repercussions? Bars. Thousands of healthcare calls. She built more like an obese man than an obese woman, but who knows? Facts, man. Hey, let's keep it going, man. I'm killing y'all today. Hit the like button. We got one more video. They say the average American is fatter than a pig. The average American is fatter than a pig. Sounds crazy, right? I thought it was clickbait, but let's check it out. It might actually be legit. Let's check it out.
Average American is fatter than the average American pig now. It's true. It's true. Average American man, 28% body fat. Average American woman, 40% body fat. Average American pig, 15 to 25% body fat.
Oh my God.
I mean, we're straight up cooked. Think about the reputation a pig has. Sloppy, lazy, fat. And they're only 15 to 25% body fat. We got people walking around at 30 and 40% body fat.
Nope.
Talking about the diets don't work the same.
The diet don't work for you the same.
America need to tighten up. The black community needs to tighten up.
I'm not going
to
say what race, what people.
There are certain religions that won't even eat pig because of the reputation that pig has and the image a pig has. And your big back ass is walking around fatter than a pig.
Big back activity.
Make that shit make sense. It's ridiculous. If somebody telling you, you don't need to get in shape, you look good already, and they got a higher body fat percentage than the pig, don't listen to that pig. Don't listen to they fat ass. This is crazy, man. America is straight up cooked. Where we at? Thousands of healthcare calls. Oh, I read that. You're a burden to your family. 70% Americans too fat for the military.
Let him cook.
Listen, people don't think about that. If some shit goes down, God forbid, I don't want to be in the war. I don't want to be at anything. I'm going to be one of the first ninjas they call. But if something happens, we don't even have men available to go to war. They're too out of shape and too fat and too soft.
No Diddy, you know?
Another topic for another day. There's this 94-year-old man in my gym. He's active, doing cardio and lifting. Yup, I seen that before too. All right, Mike, see you tomorrow, brother. Hey, listen, man, it is what it is, bro. Americans got to get it together. Islam and Judaism consider pig unclean. That crap has stray parasites with the exception of pork from Australian pork. Yep, and we fatter than that. Mark Rose, I saw a video about a 99-year-old man that still lives at the gym. Yeah, I think I seen that one too. What do you think caused people to accept getting this fat? So I think it started from the business side. This is just my theory. I could be completely wrong. So if you look at business, right, not that I'm a business guru, but the business's goal is to grow every year, right? They want to make money. Makes sense, right? So if the goal is to make money and you reach a point where, okay, people are, you know, finding out this stuff isn't healthy. You know, think about Coca-Cola back in the day, and they had cocaine in the fucking Coke. Right? Research comes out, okay, this shit ain't healthy, right? So what they do is they pay, you know, they get in cahoots with pharma companies, right? They get in cahoots with media, and they push a narrative. Oh, you could be plus size. They know damn well that they plus size. You're going to go to the doctor. You're going to get on meds. They're going to push you something, right? It's going to keep you fat. It's not really going to change the problem. You're going to continue to eat big back food.
Big back activity.
You're going to continue to support these big back companies. Keep that money coming. So I think all this shit is tied in together. This is just my theory, and I ain't mad at it. Go get your bag. If I was on that side, I would get my bag too. I'm not going to hold you. People are going to believe what keeps them comfortable, right? They're not going to choose a thing that's hard work. They're not going to choose a thing that requires some effort, some things to get you out your comfort zone. So that's just my take on it. I'm sure some of y'all might have a better take, but that's just what I think. Processed food, personal health habits, stuff like that, and possibly single mothers, but this is a fitness podcast. Yeah, I got a theory on that too. I don't know if I want to go that far today. Damn, actual cocaine and Coca-Cola definitely was the Mexican version. Yeah, bro, they had cocaine and Coca-Cola. That's my goal in life. Laziness, no accountability, low self-esteem, inconsistency, lack of discipline, inconvenience, plus a bunch more. Yeah, think about the 9-to-5 lifestyle. You know, people slaving away, and they use food as an outlet, alcohol as an outlet, you know. I should do an episode on this. This shit can go a lot of ways. So it is what it is, man. Hey, fire episode today, man. Fire-ass episode, bro. Definitely dropped some bombs on there. Got some laughs. Got a little bit of entertainment, a little bit of education. It is what it is, man. Hey, go ahead and follow my social media. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. See Marty Fit on YouTube. Subscribe to the page. Share with a friend. Less Brunches, More Crunches on Apple Podcasts. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. Look down in the links below this video. Cop a shirt. Look in the description. Nutrimeal plans, 50% off. You can't beat that. If you're struggling to cook, right? You don't know what to cook. You don't have time to cook. Why don't you get the meal preps delivered to your house? And go ahead, if you want to, do one-on-one coaching, sign up for my online fitness community. That's down there in the description as well. Questions about fitness, hitting your goals, being answered. Questions about being a trainer, those are being answered. So, listen, man, it is what it is, bro. We killing it right now. And you know the motto, if you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. There's a video on YouTube about how some Insta dietitians are sponsored by those companies. That's another issue. We could take a deeper dive into that. Anybody telling you not to get protein, not to drink water, not to lift weights, trying to show you a shortcut, they on some straight bullshit.
Bullshit?
All facts. I'll be live again Sunday, 8 o'clock Eastern. Might go earlier. Depends on how the day's going, but I will have a live for y'all on Sunday. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Best fitness podcast out. Catch y'all Sunday. We out of here. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best fitness podcast out. We out of here.